I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a return visit to Birmingham, a fine city with much to offer. Birmingham was founded in 1871. Largely built by freed slaves, it's not only the largest city in Alabama, but also more than 4,000 miles away. Birmingham's museum and art gallery houses a collection of international importance covering fine art, industrial heritage, and local history and literature. Just a few weeks ago, a small gang broke in and stole a stamp collection, rare photos of steam trains, and a first edition of The Lord of the Rings. Police say they're looking for three middle-aged men who've never had sex. Plus-size women's clothing retailer Evans opened their first store here. In 1957, Alan Evans rented a derelict shop in Ryland Street, which he refurbished before opening his doors for business. And when no one could get in, Evans opened them even wider. Tourists to the city have a fascinating variety of areas to explore, but visitors to Sparkbrook and Ladywood who prefer to use public transport should be aware the old cliché has never been truer than there. You wait all day for a bus, then you get mugged. Now, this part of the Midlands has produced many famous rock bands, including The Move, the Spencer Davies Group, the Moody Blues, and Slade. In the 60s, a Solihull amateur drummer called Bob Smith played with several of these burgeoning groups, but only really got the jobs because he owned both a drum kit and a van. He was habitually sacked for his appalling lack of timing, became depressed, and threw himself behind a bus. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Jeremy Hardy. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Jan Ravens. And getting ready to enjoy some action on the desk next to me, please welcome our ever-fragrant scorer, the delightful Samantha. We'll start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the simple difference in meaning between the words copper nitrate and copper sulfate. Well, copper sulfate is a copper salt made by the action of sulfuric acid on copper oxide, which forms a white anhydrous powder when heated, whereas copper nitrate is what a policeman gets paid after 8 p.m. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team, so your suggestions, please, for any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Jeremy, can you start?
Unfettered. Greek salad with the cheese taken out.
Barry.
Brexit. A breakfast cereal that causes severe evacuation.
Tim.
Turd. Yorkshire cattle.
Jan.
Leotard, stupid lion.
Brothel, place where people pay for illicit soup.
Invest, partially clothed.
Trifling, threesome.
Tachycardia. Latin for not a very nice jumper.
Celery, like a basement.
Forlorn, instructions on grass seed.
Trump, Yorkshire arse.
Shakespeare. Arab-owned seaside amusement arcade.
Tap. Yorkshire smartphone application.
Upholstery, to hell with your gunslinging.
Haiku, greeting amongst pigeons.
Cough. Go away.
Well, the teams are going to sing along with some well-known discs now the game called Pick Up Song. Samantha will spin the discs, and each of you should sing along to your records, teams, until Samantha turns the volume down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean a frankly pitiful exercise in meaningless self-congratulation. What do points mean?
Prizes!
Yes, and this week's prize is an on-demand video streaming service for the itchy schoolchild. It's a month's subscription to Netflix. Well, Barry, you're to start, please. I'd like you to accompany the Beatles singing I Saw Her Standing There.
Well, she was just 17. You know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Ooh, I saw her standing there. Well, she looked at me, and I could see that before too long I'd fall in love with her. She wouldn't dance with another. Ooh. When I saw her stand.
Oh, Barry Cryer, a voice made for AM radio. Okay, you're next, Jan. I'd like you to accompany the Exciters singing Tell Him.
To breathe. Here's the thing to do. Tell him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell him that you're always gonna love him. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him right now. I know something about love.
Gotta go away and make him see the moon.
Jan Ravens. Doing really quite well on just your second appearance on the show, isn't it? So, trust me, leave while you still can. It's too late for me, but... Okay, Tim, would you accompany the Bee Gees singing Stayin' Alive?
Around since I was born, and now it's all right, it's okay, and you can look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you're staying alive, staying alive. Feel the city breaking and everybody shaking when we're staying alive, staying alive. Ha, 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 ha. We're staying alive, staying alive. Ha.
Timbrook Taylor. That's amazing. And as for you, audience, if you're going to clap along, how about clap to the same song? And finally, would you, Jeremy, please accompany Joe Cocker singing With a Little Help from My Friends?
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Then your ears and I sing you a song, and I will
try not to sing out of key. Oh, will I get by with a little help from my friends? Oh, no, I'm going to do it. I get how little help from my... Oh, Jesus Christ, I get how little help from my friends. Whoa, ooh. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? No, no. How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're all alone? No, I get by with a little help from my friends. Oh, yeah, you can try with a little help.
Jeremy. You can't leave, the doors are locked, okay?
Jack, they're scaring me now.
And apologies to the Birmingham Dogs Home up the road. Just when you thought you got them settled for the night. Well, it's time for some acting now in the game called Sound Charades. A variation on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Lionel famously had a cameo in the Beatles film A Hard Day's Night, and here's a spoiler alert, Lionel spoils the film 38 minutes in. So, Tim and Jan, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Angela's Ashes. Angela's Ashes.
Off you go, Tim and Jan.
It's a book and a film, and it's two words, and it goes like this.
How do you do, Frau Merkel?
Guten Abend, Your Majesty. May I say what a pleasure it is to be visiting your country on this long-awaited state visit?
I must say, I didn't know you spoke.
It is my one little indulgence. Though I have to say it can be hard these days to find a, what's the word, you know...
Trouser suit that fits.
An ashtray.
Ashtray, yes, how very inconvenient for you. Just a minute, Charles, you're doing nothing. Would you please find an ashtray for Mrs. Merkel? And would you please clear up that little pile of ash on the sofa and the one on the bureau and on the Persian carpet and the corgi? Off you go.
You're very kind, Your Majesty.
No sweat, Ange.
Just a wild guess, really. Angela's Ashes.
Quite right. Your turn, Barry and Jeremy, and your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Deliverance. Deliverance.
Right, it's a one-word film.
One-word film. Deck, man, the pictures have arrived.
Great, I'm starving.
Here you go.
Where's yours?
Oh, no, don't say he's forgotten mine.
Chase after him.
He's already away on his moped.
Right, I'm ringing them up. Can't have you going without your koala bottom and pineapple calzone. I'm telling them to send out another guy straight away to bring it to you.
To bring mine, Dick?
Yes, yours, pal.
What exactly will you instruct them to do?
Well...
Aunt and Deck.
Yeah. Is it anything to do with takeaway?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aunt and Deck Saturday night takeaway?
No.
Ah, no.
They're at home. It's being brought to them at home.
It's one word.
I thought it was...
One of them didn't get his, and it will be brought to him.
So what will they be doing?
I don't know.
Oh, dear. How can we help?
What clue could we... Have you ever been to Wolverhampton on a Friday night? What will be done with the pizza? Somebody is going to...
Eat it?
No. Okay. Somebody is going to bring the pizza
bring
on
it.
A moped. He will...
Deliverance.
Deliver.
Yes.
Good. I think that paint is well and truly dried. The next game is a version of the famous children's game Scissors, Paper, Stone, entitled Cat, Duck, Splash. Now, the rules of Cat, Duck, Splash are simple, namely that cat eats duck, duck floats on water, and water drowns cat. So, understood, everyone? Understood?
Yes.
Fine, yeah.
So, teams, I shall count you in. Are you ready?
Yes.
OK. One, two, three. So I got water from Jan and cat from Jeremy.
Yeah.
You weren't terribly quick, Jeremy and Barry, on your side. It's amazing you came in about a minute after the water and still lost the round. But we'll give it another go and try and come in together. That's the idea. Just give it another go with cat, duck, splash. Okay, one, two, three. Yeah. Right, are you taking the piss or something?
Oh!
It's going for broke now.
I know, I think the tide's gone out.
The idea is you try and push your buttons together, that's why I'm counting you in, and then we decide who has won the round.
Well, I've won that round hands down.
You've been fine, you've done nothing wrong. You are doing everything perfectly, Jan. It's these three demented geriatrics.
Jan and I are working together, I'd like
yes.
to.
Yes. All right, let's try again. One, two, three. Well.
Oh, to hell with it.
We'll move on to move on to another round of this, which is Match Canary Fart. So bear in mind, a match lights a fart, canary eats a match, and a fart gasses the canary. All right, so are we ready? One, two, three. Was that you pressing a button, or are you just anxious?
Sat on the duck.
So there was a canary from Tim and Jan, but that has now been gassed, effectively, by the fart offered by Jeremy and Barry. Right? So that's this next one is Gun Cork Woodpecker. Gun Cork Woodpecker. So that's the gun shoots the woodpecker, the cork stops the gun barrel, and a woodpecker eats cork. So are we ready? One, two, three. Let's move on before we get to host tall building jump. Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I notice our hallway rug has been avalanched by a letter. Comes from Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Sir, I find, as a rule of thumb, it's the stubby one on the inside of your hand." Well, sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. OK, on with the game, teams. And this week we'll be playing timed Mornington Crescent. Oh. Yes, so as you'll be aware, each move must be completed within a prescribed time limit. I have in front of me the Mornington Crescent clock, and we'll be activating it after calling each player in turn to make their move. Any player who exceeds the time limit will be penalised. And as a concession to Jan, who's still a relative novice, I shall be suspending rule two.
Two.
Yes, I'm suspending rule two for this.
Okay.
So, we start the clock in a second. Tim, you can start.
Oxford.
Oh, no, no. Bad luck. Moving on. Jeremy.
Turnham Green.
Turnham Green. Jan.
Ongar.
Ongar. Barry.
Edgware.
Edgware. Tim.
Oxford Circle.
Tim. You'd be a bit quicker at this, Tim. Jeremy.
Tower Hill.
Barry.
King's Road.
Jan. Kew Gardens.
Green Park.
The clock wasn't going. No good going when the clock isn't going. Tim. Jeremy.
Tower Hill.
Correct.
Barry.
Oxford Circus.
Correct. Jan.
Austerley.
Tim. Sorry, I'm being unkind to you, Tim. I'm unfair. Go on, Tim.
Mile End.
Over to you, Jeremy.
Stepney Green.
Barry.
North Finchley.
Yes, just in time. Jan.
Mornington Crescent.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You're gracious. OK, the next game is called What's the Problem? And it's all about expert advice. Quite frankly, a lot of household advice from the so-called experts is profoundly unhelpful. Last week, when I was following Jamie Oliver's recipe for cooking pucker pasta, he instructed me to first strain, then plop in a colander. I did and nearly fell off the worktop. In this round, I'll supply the answers to a number of everyday problems posed by readers of various magazines and publications. The team's task is to guess what the original questions might have been. So can we start with you, Jan? Here's the answer, but what's the question? No one will notice if you use a walnut.
Oh, no! What can I do? I've lost my little bust of Mother Teresa.
It's actually, I have an unsightly scratch on some wooden furniture. Is there anything I can use to conceal or rub out the damage?
No.
Ah, yes. Tim, here's the answer. What's the question? Exhale as much air as possible and hold.
What's a cheap alternative to Dignitas?
It's, what's a good way to suppress laughter, in actual fact? Not something needed here. Barry, here's the answer. What's the question? Lie on your back and slowly raise your legs.
How can I do an impression of Tower Bridge?
It's actually, is there a good way to avoid sinking in quicksand? I would have thought, don't go in it. Finally, Jeremy, add ground coffee to the vomit.
How do you gentrify Wolverhampton?
Is there anything I can use to dehydrate and remove the smell of vomit before I clear it up? So we're using that in your dressing room later, Jeremy. Okay, here are some answers for any of you to have a go at. Four short squirts.
How would you describe One Direction?
It's actually, how much washing up liquid would you recommend to unblock a blocked toilet?
Oh.
Yes. And another one. Ask for a medium in a large cup.
How do I make contact with the late Benny Hill?
It's what a good way to ensure you get more coffee than you're paying for. This is another one. If you can't find anything else, try Doritos.
What was a rejected advertising slogan for Doritos?
It says, what can I do when I can't find any kindling to light a fire? Yeah, like Doritos are going to be hanging around when you... And finally, rub the area with a chapstick.
How do I help a chap mark his territory?
What's the best way to quickly heal a paper cut? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh.
All right, well, moving on. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time to fit in a quick round of Grumpy Film Club. As Samantha tells us, if she's ever grumpy, she and a gentleman friend will go to the park with his German Shepherd. The sight of the German Shepherd playing with his balls never fails to brighten her day. And sometimes they even take his dog. So, teams, I'd like you to suggest the titles of films likely to appeal to grumpy people. So you can start this one, please. Tim.
Oh, bugger, where art thou?
Barry.
Mona Lisa.
Jan.
I've got a Willie Russell double bill, Surly Valentine and Irritating Rita.
Jeremy.
Far from the sodding crowd.
Desperately seething Susan.
7-year bitch.
Gripes of wrath.
Desperately seething Susan.
We did that one.
Sorry.
One of our aircraft is missing. I put it in a safe place and now I can't bloody find it.
Bridge over the river. Why?
Schindler's miffed.
I'm scared to do any now in case we've already done them.
Done it.
Do one of your funny voices, Jan.
What funny voice shall I do, Jeremy? What funny voice?
That's good enough.
You don't have to buy your... You don't have to buy your way out of this situation.
Do Robert Mugabe to the tune of Aung San Suu Kyi.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the terrible Trump of time empties the golden elevator of eternity and the First Lady of Fate is sickened by the orange-faced buffoon of belligerence... I notice it's very nearly the end of the world, and indeed the series. So, nuclear Armageddon permitting, we'll be back in the autumn. Meantime, from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Birmingham, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Jeremy Hardy, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Jan Ravens have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.